From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Despite criticism of the Trump administration's response to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory, President Trump touted the successes made through the relief effort. However,
there remains a lot of work to do, and we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that. But nobody's ever seen anything like it.
But the executive director of the Puerto Rico Tourism Company, Jose Izquierdo, has asked for cruise lines and airlines to help transport aid to Puerto Rico following the hurricane.
The exhortation is to other cruise companies and airlines and everybody in power to help Puerto Rico. This is the moment to help us address a critical situation in Puerto Rico, to stabilize Puerto Rico, to again stand up on our feet and show the world the beauty of Puerto Rico.
He was speaking in the Puerto Rico capital, San Juan, after the Royal Caribbean cruise liner, the Adventure of the Seas, delivered a cargo of electric generators, water, and medical supplies. The 3,800-passenger vessel is also transporting aid to St. Croix and St. Thomas, which were hit both by Maria and Hurricane Irma. As the last international flight to and from the Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielded colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love, and they all stood outside the airport. Protesters say that they are hoping that Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone. This over the region after a controversial independent vote passed there by more than 92%. The government has called the referendum illegal. This is VOA News.